This is Plans, Hope, and a Future podcast with Jennifer Osborne and Tiffany Brereton. Hi, everyone.
Hi, friends.
Thank you for joining us. This is a very special episode that we wanted to bring to you today about just some things that are happening in our area that we just really wanted to talk about. And we wanted to share that with you and some of the insights that we feel like we're getting from God through all of this. So, Tiffany, yes. Do you want to set this up for us before we jump into it?
Yes. So to our listeners out there, just some background here. We are in the Northern Kentucky, Cincinnati area, Jen and I. And I don't know about Jen, but I am a major Cincinnati Bengals fan. Okay. Jen is
Who day?
Who day? Yes. So major Bengals fan. Haven't missed a game. Well, I missed one game, but I had to rewatch it. Anyway, we this past weekend, we're going into the biggest game of our season so far. The night before, the Steelers, Pittsburgh Steelers had won the game, which is what we needed to happen so that if we won the game on Sunday, we would get the best seat and we would be in the best position for the playoffs. So biggest game of the season thus far, and we were playing against the Bills, and they are a phenomenal team. So we weren't going to get this game handed to us by any means. Like, this was going to be a fierce game, some amazing competitors for the Bengals.
And it was going to be on Monday Night Football. It was aside from it being a big game, it was big exposure for Cincinnati.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. This was
Sunday. Yes.
Or not Sunday, Monday. Right. Monday.
Right. This was you're right. This was prime time game. So the world was watching with us because of how big this game was. So we started out the game and got on the board quickly. 7 points. Touchdown, field goal, got on the board. The Bills got the ball, you know, and returned it almost all the way down. It was like right there on the goal line, and we were able to stop them, and they got a field goal. So points on the board, 7-3. We had a little bit, like almost 5.5 minutes left of the game, and T. Higgins, that's what I always yell at my screen. Sorry, I can't even like say it without T. Higgins. He's an incredible player, like incredible. He makes this amazing catch, like amazing catch. And young man from the Bills team, Damar Hamlin, makes an incredible tackle all at the same time. Well, from there, something went really bad. And we don't know all of the details, but we do know that this young man had an incident and his heart stopped on the field.
Yeah.
He got hit by T. Higgins, however you want to look at it. And at just the right moment, it caused damage and his heart stopped. He, for a moment, stood up, looked like any other tackle, did not look like anything unusual in a football game, and got right up, Damar Hamlin did, and fell right back down to the ground, flat on his back. And at that moment, it just looked really bad. The team surrounded him. As we later found out in that situation, they were administering CPR to this young man. They apparently had to do this 2 times. They had to get his heart beating again twice on the field. And I think, I'm not sure on the timing, but I think 9 minutes or so he was, they were giving CPR, something around that lines, that timeline. And later was taken off pretty quickly to one of the best hospitals in our area, the UC Medical Center, by ambulance. And the team caring for him did a phenomenal job, as we are hearing that if he would have not had that care as quickly as he had in that situation, things probably would have looked a lot different than they do currently. Although currently he is in critical condition in the ICU here in Cincinnati. But reports have told us today, January 4th, today, that he is moving in the right direction, that he is making progress. Praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So that's a little bit of the backstory. And if you were watching the game, I don't know about you, Jen, but I'm still recovering from the trauma
of
watching the game. And I wasn't even there in the stadium, nor, you know, do I have any relationship with this young 24-year-old man. But it was quite the trauma. And I was so affected, and I would love to just hear your perspective, but I was so affected by watching his teammates just fall to their knees and in tears over the situation. And to see, we didn't see what was unfolding because of their protecting us from doing that, but what they must have been seeing unfold in front of their eyes is just heartbreaking. Mm-hmm. This is a brother that they spend so much time with every single week, probably more so than anyone else in their lives during football season, because this is a major sport and they're getting a ton of money. They're practicing, you know, they're doing what it takes to put on a good performance for us, the fans, right?
Mm-hmm.
And just to have been in that stadium had to be just heartbreaking, and to know this young man. So how, you were watching the game, right?
I was watching the whole thing. You know, we're huge football fans here too, huge Bengals fans. So we were like, we got all set up Monday Night Football. It's a huge game. It was going to be, you know, two powerhouse teams playing.
Yeah.
The city was shining bright for, you know, national spotlight, just the whole thing. Everything about it was like, yeah, baby, let's get this game going.
Right.
And so, you know, we're watching it, and, you know, the Bengals came out strong, and, you know, the Bills, you know, they returned or they answered our score with a field goal, like you said.
Yep.
And yeah, so when T. Higgins and Damar Hamlin collided, because that's basically what it was, it seemed very inconsequential, maybe, is my thought. Now, granted, I have to say, I know football is not a nonviolent game, and there obviously there's injuries and stuff that happen, but to watch that collision, it wasn't like, you know, I don't know, some other tackles that you see that you go, oh, it makes you wince, like you're thinking, oh, there's a huge injury there. So when he collapsed back on the ground, I was surprised. And then they cut away really quick after, you know, the doctors and what have you, the team doctors came out, and then they started working on him, and then things got really weird. And it was like, what's going on here? There were so many questions, and they kept, like, the camera pulled way back, and they kept cutting to commercial, and it, you could tell something was happening. And then they would show the players, and just shock was registering on their face. Tears were running down their face. And it was like, oh my gosh, like, what is going on here?
Yeah.
And so, for us, it was one of, like, what did we just see? Like,
yeah.
what's going on? What's happening to this young man? And, you know, like looking at the replay of the collision and thinking, what, that didn't look too bad. Like, what was going on?
Right.
So yeah, it was a confusing time. And you could tell even when they would cut back to like other commentators, once they said they were administering CPR, like everybody just seemed so like shell-shocked. It was like something very unprecedented that was happening there. And I don't know, I couldn't quite get my brain around it. So we were literally just glued, praying, you know, glued to the TV, praying for that young man, like, what is happening? But it was just amazing to see like the shot of all of his teammates huddled in a huge circle, everybody on their knees as the ambulance is driving away. I mean, what a shot that was. And you had just talked about at one point prior to us actually getting on this recording about how amazing it was to see his whole team praying for him.
Yeah.
And DeMar is a believer and just a really good guy and very loved.
Yeah.
And it was interesting to think about the fact that this young man who is a strong believer, who has his own nonprofit, was having such an impact on his teammates and on the city. Like even like Bengals fans were joining with Bills fans, and it was no longer about the game of football, and it was all about the life of that young man. And, you know, even the NFL, who have never called a game, called this game. Like, they chose the life of a young man over money. And it's like, I don't know. It was just, it was like this ripple. Like, I just wonder, like, when DeMar recovers and he gets to see everything that happened, like just to realize his impact, you know, to his teammates, to the nation, to, you know, just tons of people he doesn't know, and how Christ is being lifted up through the surgery, you know?
Amen. And that's why we were so passionate about doing this special episode tonight. Because, you know, from listening to us, Jen and I really talk about where's God in situations, because, you know, it encourages our faith and we hope it encourages your faith. And sometimes it's like Jen and I have talked about in the very small things, and it's hard to see those things sometimes unless you really are looking for God in situations. But Jen and I, over this past week, over these past couple of days, have seen God in our area and in the nation in a big, huge way. And I am blown away by it. I have never in my life of 41 years and seen anything like this. In fact, maybe this happened when I was a young girl, when people talked about God more. But we are in the age of now, I have young children in school, and God is not allowed to be talked about in schools. And God is like, we have taken him out of the world altogether. Not we, because that's not Jen and I, but, you know, we're in the media, we're calling it the universe, and we're not calling it for what it is, God. But it's amazing to see that in this moment of emergency, to see where really everyone's hope really is, where they have found it and know that this is the only place to turn in this situation, because it's way bigger than them. It's way bigger than the world. And to see these young men, I mean, these big, strong guys who are like fierce competitors, who, you know, knock guys out all the time, to fall to their knees, you know, and pray. That's their first response. Like, this is way bigger than me. And lift up their brother. It was crazy amazing. And then to see what our city has done and how we have united around this young man and how the world has responded to, you know, I think of fundraisers and things I've done in the past. And like, you know, obviously I'm not getting a lot of money because I'm not a well-known name or anything like that. But DeMar was using his status as an NFL player who has this big heart for helping people. And he started, you know, like a fundraiser to raise money for toys for kids.
Yeah.
You know, for a Christmas drive. I couldn't think of the word. So I think he had raised like $2,500, something like that, which is great and phenomenal. And I can imagine $2,500 in toys went a long way for Christmas. But I'm not sure of the exact amount right now, but I know it's close to $7 million that has been raised since Monday. And DeMar has no idea that this has happened. So, you know, fans and people, not fans of football, from around the world are just lifting him up in prayer, and they're being just his hands and feet that he wanted to be. And they are just getting behind this young man in any way, and really looking like Christ here on earth. And it's beautiful. I pulled up earlier and wanted to share. Again, never in my life did I think that I would see something like this on national TV, at least on a regular station such as ESPN. But I had a fellow social media friend share a clip of a man, and I wish I knew more about commentators to tell you. I'm sure he's very popular. So excuse my ignorance. I don't often watch ESPN. Watch the Bengals, but I'm not sitting around watching ESPN all day. So
right, me either.
Sorry yeah. about
I
that.
I don't have cable.
I'm yeah. sure a lot of you know who this is. So, you know, just excuse my ignorance here. But this young man on ESPN was sitting with two of the anchors here, and he just was extending, like, we are praying for you, DeMar. We are praying for your family. And and he just all of a sudden said something along the lines of, I feel like I actually want to pray right now. And he bowed his head, and so did the two people sitting next to him. And he prayed out loud on national TV on ESPN.
Wow.
Just blown away. And God is getting all the glory in this situation, and it is beautiful, just a beautiful testament of his promises, of his word, of what he says, that he's going to make all things good. And he does. He's turning this terrible situation into something that is uniting us all as fans of the game, as human beings. And really bringing us to a place of hope where it needs to be in him 100%, because although these men who are making, not all of them, of course, but these men are making millions of dollars, some of them, and to know in that moment that it doesn't matter how much money they make, it doesn't matter how much they can lift in the gym, or how physically strong they are, or how amazing their lives are. This man was met in one moment, just one hit the wrong way, and everything changed in his life in one moment. And they couldn't lift their way out of this situation on their own.
Right.
And they knew it. They immediately knew it. There was nothing they could do. It was only going to be a miracle of God.
Right.
And we watched that play out on TV. We're seeing that by our city and the nation coming together in a united front over a football player, over this young man who's 24 years old, who is a believer, thank God. And it's just, that's why we're so passionate. And that's why we're here tonight on this special episode, because it's happening in our city. And I'm just so proud, which is not a usual thing for me, because I'm like, I want to move south. I want to go to Florida. But I'm so proud of our city. And I'm so proud of what just everyone's heart right now for this young man and the way they have lifted him up in prayer and really been a great example of who we are as people here in Cincinnati, Northern Kentucky area.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and even like I posted on my Facebook page about a photo that was taken, I think it was last night, of the city of Cincinnati where they lit up in Buffalo colors.
Yeah.
Buffalo team colors. And it was across our big Cincinnati sign and, you know, the tops of buildings and, you know, just anywhere there would be a color displayed, the entire city displayed Buffalo Bills colors.
Right.
In solidarity for the life of this young man. And I love it. I mean, I just am just blown away at the goodwill and how people have come together and how they're, you know, praying and they're thinking about God. And yeah, he has no idea at this point, but I can't wait to see his or know of his reaction once he is
right.
cognizant and, you know, able to like process all of this. And I think it's just to God be the glory. It's just an amazing thing. So
I cannot wait to hear this young man's testimony and hear just the reactions in the room of him, you know, sitting and hearing all of these things that have happened. Because I would imagine, because they've sedated this young man to give his body time to rest and so he can physically heal. The last time he had any conscious moment was Monday night on the field.
Yeah.
And so all of these days, now it's Wednesday. So 2 days now, 2 full days, right about this time, 2 days ago. So 2 full days ago, this man had his last conscious moment, and all of this has occurred. People have been bold in their faith. His brothers have fell to their knees in prayer for him. Cities have united. Nations have united. People have been just loud and bold on their faith on television where it is not a thing or allowed to be a thing. And they're like, I don't care if we lose my job. This is bigger than that.
Yeah.
And millions of dollars being raised so he can be the hands and feet of Jesus that he wanted to be. And so I heard his friend, who is also his agent, I think that was his title. But he shared with, like, we have never had this kind of budget before to be able to help people. So I'm really excited
awesome.
To tell him, like, you know, about this, because that's all he wanted to do. He actually called this young man, and again, I wish I had his name for you, but he called this young man early on in his career, and he wanted to mentor under him and learn more about what he did. This young man is an incredible, as we're now finding out more about Damar Hamlin, incredible young man, 24-year-old kid who is got this just heart to serve and entrepreneurial spirit and wanting to help and help and help. And, you know, the pictures I've seen of him, he, you know, war paint that they put, you know, on their cheekbones, his is crosses. How cool is that? Like this has just been unbelievable to play out in our city. And I'm so glad that he's getting the care that he's getting, and that He was in the right place for something like this to happen, because UC Medical Center in our area in Cincinnati is an amazing hospital, and I know that he is getting well taken care of the best, and we are believing in a full recovery for this young man, and he's been such an inspiration. So
amen. Amen. Well, I think we can kind of stop there and just, like, I don't know, just remember to pray for this young man. Listeners, just continue to lift up DeMar Hamlin and just continue to pray that Christ be lifted up, that he could draw all men unto himself. But
And Jen, I think it's appropriate. I know we prayed for him before, but I would love to lift him up in prayer now, and for our family and for our nation and our city, and if that's okay.
Yes, go do it.
So, Lord, we thank you. We thank you for this time. We thank you for you just showing yourself in this situation. We thank you for your healing powers, Father, for you making DeMar Hamlin's heart beat again, Father, for you just creating this miracle where he is now just on the upswing, Father. And Father, we are asking for your great Holy Physician powers to continue to heal DeMar Hamlin, Father.
Lord,
he is still in critical condition, and we need you in this situation. You are DeMar's hope, and you are our hope, Father. So we ask you to right now touch DeMar's body, to physically heal him from the inside out, Father. And Father, for his family that are just near and dear to him, Father, that are around his bedside and in the hospital, Father, we ask that you touch them right now with your peace, and that you give them strength and hope in this situation, that you surround this family and this young man just with a community of people that continue to lift him up, as we've seen. And for everyone, the football players and the Bengals team, the Bills team, Father, that just had to experience that horrific trauma tragedy the other day on the field. Father, would you just allow that trauma to fall off of those young men and everyone that was in that stadium and packed it and watching, Father? Would you just have that trauma fall off them now, Father, and for them to not carry this trauma around anymore, and that they can just help by praying to you, Father, because you are just the giver of hope anyhow. So we just surrender this trauma off of us, off of Cincinnati, and off of this nation and the Bills. We just give the trauma over to you in your hands, Father.
Yes, Lord.
And we just thank you. Keep showing yourself, Father. Keep giving this world, the media, the courage and their faith, Father, to show who you are, and continue to show who you are and how good of a father you are to this world, Father. I know this man, young man, has already, just by his life, just vastly changed so many people's life because of his faith. And now that has affected their faith, Father. So we just continue to ask you to show your goodness here in this situation.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. And all God's people said,
amen. Amen. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for joining us. And thank you, Cincinnati and Northern Kentucky area, for being amazing humans.
That's
and
right.
for showing the world how amazing you are, and for praying and lifting up this young man, DeMar Hamlin, and his family and the rest of the world. So I'm proud to be a Northern Kentucky gal this week for sure.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right, guys. Till next time. Take care.
Bye, friends.
You've been listening to the Plans, Hope, and a Future podcast with Jennifer Osborne and Tiffany Brereton. Podcast copyright 2022, Parable Road, LLC.